Hey, yo, it's What Is TWS Podcast. This is going to be episode 12. And like I told you guys, no need to fear. Rich is back.
Dynamic duo.
So we got Rich back in the studio, and we're just doing a quick lead-in. This is going to be our roundtable episode. This is an episode we recorded during a
housewarming party.
Housewarming party.
Yeah, we ambushed the party goers.
We drew them in with the idea of pasta night, and then locked them in the room and forced them to answer embarrassing questions.
Yeah, so it turned out to be a pretty good episode, I think.
I think we had a really diverse group, a lot of opinionated folks.
Yeah, I was actually was pretty impressed. I was pretty happy with the outcome.
Yeah, I think it was pretty dope. So, like I said in the previous episode, I am the worst audio engineer of all time. So we will be entering the conversation like mid-conversation. The first 11 minutes. Didn't I get recorded? So,
damn,
my bad. And I said some slick shit in the first 11 minutes. Like, there's one particular quote that's missing that I'm like,
I think I had some pretty golden nuggets too.
Yeah, I don't want to like just throw it back out there because it's not organic. It had to be in that moment. I feel like I just lost that moment.
Squeeze it in somewhere later. Pause. That's what she said.
All right. So without further ado, we're gonna let you get to the episode.
Peace. I don't think I know any guys who put that much thought into it.
Well, he's a doctor, so he wants to have that, like, I don't know what.
There's several movies like that, because there's also the one, like, Picture Perfect with Jennifer Aniston, where she wanted to move up in her career, and if she wasn't with the family, they weren't going to promote her because she's not stable enough. So I remember that scene.
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
So you put the ring on.
For me, as a single person, I do look at the guy's hands and see, does he have the ring? Oh, he has a ring? I'm not talking to him.
I've done that before, too.
For me, the ring actually means something. It's a commitment to another person, and I totally, totally respect that. So, and if I've known girls that have also worn it, because at that point in their life, and it hasn't happened to me, where I don't want a guy's attention. I just want to go to a bar and not get hit on, so I've seen girls to put it on so they don't get hit on by guys. So
that brings up the question on why do girls think it's okay to talk to a guy with the ring? Then why do guys wear that ring to pick up girls?
Exactly. That's apparently it's working, because women, men think it's okay to do that.
Women are like the DMV, man. You gotta have ID to get ID. If you don't already have a girl, they don't want you.
They're like, whoa, what's that?
I have never heard that analogy.
Is something out there.
That's
okay.
Most deaf right there. That's most deaf.
Really?
Is that literally most deaf?
Well, I was just about to say, that's not seen me.
I guess it's like a woman sees a guy that's like with a kid, and like, oh my gosh, he has it, like with the little kid, he's, I can picture this life with him. I guess some females can just like, well, he's already in that stage. Well, oh my gosh, like all these single guys are like so immature, and all they want to do is drink.
So you think they're trying to use that to like leapfrog a few stages?
So the ring is the new puppy. Like they walk in a park with their dog and women flock. So now it's like a ring, and it's like,
I think it's
extra
always
level.
Women want you more when they know someone else wants you. Like, because sometimes it's not, y'all go after the guy, not for the guy, because you want to prove you better than whoever that chick is. So I got to take him.
We just watched.
I don't know if it's that you have to take him. It's just that.
I take your man. It's a whole song. Salt and Pepper.
Oh, yeah.
But that was back in the 90s, okay? We're in the 2000s, so that
we're
trying to make America great again, baby.
So how's that go in the mind of a girl then? Oh, he's got a ring, I should... You know what? He'll probably cheat on his wife.
I've never had that.
He'll probably cheat on his wife to come with me. He'll be a perfect significant other in the future.
He's open to commitment, but he's...
Some women think like that, though. For some women, I feel like it's a challenge. Like, he has a ring, he's married, I bet I can get him anyway.
It's like converting a gay guy.
Oh, wow.
It's a challenge. Or
is it about stability? They feel like, okay, if you're married, then maybe you're somewhat stable in your, like, financial, like, area of life, I guess, and even, like, your career. So if you went that route in your life, then maybe like you have all these other things already lined up, right? Like you're ready. You're ready to be in a committed relationship. Most people who are single or not, you know, ready for a committed relationship don't have their success in order, or don't have their finances in order. So you feel like, well, he can afford me and his wife.
he's a guy that's willing to cheat. Like, do you really want somebody like that anyway?
Well,
no, because I think that he's not going to cheat on them.
No, but I wonder if it comes back to the whole, I hate using it, but the whole daddy issue, right? Why did girls also go and want to be with these older men, right? Mm-hmm. Oh, because, yes, he's going to provide me the stability, and really it's like, really?
Right.
He is 10 years older than you, and when you're like, you're 50, he's 60, he wants not to hang out, he just wants somebody to take care of him, mm-hmm. and you just want, really want, in the prime of your life, so. Mm-hmm. I think it all comes in together, I don't know.
Well, I think it, when guys reach a certain age, women look at a guy who's not married, like, something must be wrong with him.
So yeah.
To skip the guy who doesn't have a ring, because he obviously got some issues, no reason that he's like 45 and single. So I'll go the guy with the ring.
Yeah, 45 and single for a guy is like a plague.
I shouldn't say it. Why did 45, why was that the first age to come? Because now I feel like I was talking directly about that dude and I wasn't trying to talk.
Does he listen to this podcast? I don't know.
I really wasn't trying to talk about him specifically. It just jumped out, like, subconsciously.
In case you're listening, we're talking about the other guy.
I can't. So... what about the one who's like looking at the guy who has the ring and maybe she's thinking, what if he's a widow, like, you know, a widower?
No.
She's like, he has it all, but he's not.
I don't
know. That means he's not ready to move on.
Yeah, exactly. He's still wearing that ring.
Yeah. By the way, it's a dark path.
I ain't fighting
brought it to
ghost.
The table.
Next
it's time. All messed up.
All right, so this one I found interesting because, I don't know, it seems like these vary in everyone's mind. So this one is dating, courting, and hooking up. It seems like nowadays, there's just so much hooking up. I feel like courting is almost non-existent. I personally know people who just do not know what courting is. Never heard the word, couldn't fathom. Oh, my, you're doing what? Oh, shit, no, what the fuck is wrong with you? So I feel like it used to be the norm back in the day, but now it's just too much work for a man to court a woman. So what do you guys feel about that?
Roger.
Dang.
Oh.
Who's that?
That was like a shots fired
moment. I think this is the perfect topic for the dating and single people in the room.
Are we the only dating people in the room?
Yeah.
We are.
Well,
hold on. You guys are but hold on. I'm the single one,
yeah.
Right?
Yeah. Well, I just feel like dating and courtship are synonymous now.
Not necessarily, because I think dating is... Or no, courting is dating with the intention of marriage. But
whoa.
It's already kind of established between the two of you that that's where you're going to end up. When you're dating... it's still kind of like you don't really know, but like if you say like,
so
even though I feel like courting is an older
See, that's how I relate to it. That's what
marriage
I,
is the end, like the end.
The
of
end
a
result.
Courtship.
Right. So your first phase is dating, turns into a courtship, or are you first off the bat courtship?
No, you
no.
have to. You're,
or does it start
dating?
Off as a hookup, then
hookup,
then a courtship?
It could.
Is it a phase thing?
It's a phase, but it seems like nowadays there's just one or the other. Like people aren't actively courting. It's like you meet, you hook up, you date. Some people end up married. Like they skip phases. So like I know so many people personally who just have never reached any milestones within their relationship. They just end up hooking up, or they might have gotten caught up, life happened, and boom, now they're married. They're in a situationship. It is what it is.
All right, so what were the phases for us? Because I don't know. Did I court you? I don't know.
No.
If you have to ask, it didn't happen.
Yeah, I don't know. I felt like we dated. It wasn't a hookup. We dated.
For...
like, what is dating? That doesn't even
sound going
right.
out, spending
well,
time with each other, especially when we don't live together.
Right.
Well, I think
yeah.
dating is...
we're just in a relationship.
No, dating
right.
is no.
Just,
Because for me, because I was kind of dating somebody, mm-hmm. which is going out with that person several times, it's not a full-blown relationship, but we were just constantly mm-hmm. seeing each other, going out for dinner, having drinks. That is dating.
But also, now, dating has to be, you're going out with that person with the intent of knowing, getting to know that person.
Getting to know that person and hopefully getting to the state of developing a full-blown yes. relationship and where you're fully committing to that person. And then entering, I think, courtship is more on the terms of, I have the intention of, at my end goal is to be married, right? And I want to date you and get to know you to see if we're going to get to that stage.
Yeah, I feel like we went from, like, we knew each other to
relationship.
We didn't do the
dating.
Well, y'all were friends before.
Acquaintances.
Associates.
For about 2 years.
Y'all knew of each other. Hung out in a group setting.
Right.
So y'all were friends.
So yeah. I feel like
we didn't have
that happens a lot, and because of that, like, it makes it so easy to skip stages.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, we definitely skip stages.
But were they necessary? I don't feel like. Do you feel like you missed out on something?
No, because you still dating me now.
That's what I was about to say. Like, why do people think once you get to a certain stage in a relationship that things have to end? Like, if we are together and we've been together for years, now you can't open doors for me, and now you can't give me flowers and all those type of things and being romantic. And now it's like, I've got her. So, you know,
I don't think courting should stop at I do. But I think it's an ongoing thing.
Yeah. So, and I liked what I had a business partner used to say to me. He was married and he's like, oh, I'm going to have dinner with my girlfriend. I'm like, but I thought you were married. She's always going to be my girlfriend. She is always going to do that. And he's going to always go out for it. Just because she's my wife, she doesn't ever stop being my girlfriend.
Sucker for love, as
But I think that's awesome. And I feel like a lot of romance sometimes get, like, shoved under the rug because you're like, you know, you feel like you don't have to cater to, I guess, that aspect of the relationship. It's like, it becomes a business. It's just like, oh, we're together. We pay our bills together.
Right.
Whatever, you know, we do these different things and then it becomes a routine of things instead of it being like fun, like how it was when we first got together. And I feel like that's where things can kind of get.
But then I think it's just when you're at that stage, you've fallen into fallen is a bad word, but it's more of a comfortable level of your relationship. Mm-hmm. And that's a good stage too, I think, you know, because it's okay to be able to say, you know what, we're just going to Netflix and chill and be okay with doing that.
And literally mean Netflix and chill.
And literally mean Netflix and chill.
Pass out while watching Netflix.
Right.
Yeah,
exactly.
Yeah. That's true.
Yeah, it's a more comfortable stage, and I think it's okay to fall into that. Right. And you don't forget to date, you know. We still date when we have a babysitter.
Yeah, exactly.
Right.
I think at some point, like, the veil goes away, like, you know. You're with someone long enough where, you know, you see the unattractive naked, you know, because there's a good naked and there's a bad naked. And you get to see the bad naked, you get the farting, you know that they're in the bathroom having diarrhea because they had some bad Mexican food like this. That happens, and then it's no longer, like, it's cutesy.
Not cute no more.
I think you just turned a lot of people off from dating and courting. <I'm
laughs> But that's like that. Anybody who's thinking about getting married, don't think you're going to be married to a person or live with a person
and
don't experience these things. And then have to still look at them like, I love you. You're so beautiful. I hope your stomach feels better. That's going to be
a part
of life.
Yeah.
That should be the real relationship.
That's the real relationship.
The things I had to do in that hospital room when that baby came out,
that's
love. And that's not romantic or courting. That is just straight
even
up disgusting ass love.
That after she was here.
Yeah, that was sick.
And I was healing.
Nasty.
That's love.
Nasty.
Nasty.
Shout out to Odyssey.
Love is nasty.
But I wonder if it also
love is nasty. Hashtag love is nasty.
Love is
that
nasty.
Was awesome.
But I wonder if the loss of this culture of really dating, courting somebody instead of the whole hookup has to do with our society and the shows that we are projected right now on TV. Right now, everything is like all gossip and all sex and sex and sex and sex. And oh my gosh, the woman has to be this way. Really? This is fake. We keep presenting all these fake things across the world, across the magazines.
And the expectations are unrealistic.
Yeah.
They're unrealistic. And it's kind of, how can you develop a relationship with somebody when they have this expectation of somebody that's perfect, and nobody is perfect.
I also think that that's relative, though, because most of the guys I know, and like men, real men, hardworking, down-to-earth, God-fearing men, don't wake up every morning saying, this woman on TV did this, and her body looks like this, and her mind is like this, and that's my ideal. Like, actual men that I know, that's no one's ideal.
You're getting the side eye right now.
That's how I feel. I don't think that's a lot of guys' ideal. No
right,
one...
so, but are these things that we're seeing, is it projected to guys or is it projected to other women?
That's what I'm saying. So I feel like a lot of women feel a way about it, and therefore they try to change themselves, or they might feel a way about it. But actual males that I know, none of them, and I'm totally being honest here, no one ever says, yes, did you see this? I want my wife to be like that. No, that's not the type of woman that they're looking for. But
so how y'all look at it?
What do you
mean? Because it's shock.
Are we buying
saying y'all?
We're visual creatures.
Yes, but are we buying these Photoshop pictures and magazines? Who's the target audience? Is it girls looking at these cosmopolitans?
I feel like it's a wide range of audience.
I feel like a guy will look at a Playboy magazine all day if he wants to, but at the end of the day, he doesn't want to marry anybody in that magazine. He doesn't want to have a life with anybody in that magazine. That's not what he's looking
at. His significant other.
I don't think.
If I know a guy, he keeps looking at Playboy and then comes to home to me, I'm like, I'm not like that. But you keep looking at a Playboy magazine, so clearly you want to be with a model and not with me.
Clearly it's attractive. That's all it is. Yeah. It doesn't mean I want to be. It's
that's
just,
what I'm saying. So that's
attractive.
Not necessarily always a guy's frame of mind.
But then you can't project that onto him, and
I get that. I get that it can promote insecurities. However, I don't think that most men look at that as a frame of reference for what the perfect woman should be.
But do you also talk to your spouse about, like, hey, this is just a visual thing, and, like, because if I keep seeing my man looking at a Playboy magazine, I'm going to, like, I'm not his. He doesn't want to really be with me.
Right.
Every time we're in bed, or anytime we're doing this, he's envisioning somebody else.
So, and as much as that's true, women also need to be careful about how you swoon over these guys in the movies, Orlando Blooms, or
whoa, that's a little... old
for
reference.
That's a little reference.
Ryan Gosling, I believe, is the name.
I'm old. I don't know. Ryan who?
I can't.
Apparently The Rock is the...
the sexiest man in America?
Women do the same thing. Not on the level of porn, because I don't think women need like that kind of hardcore image to enjoy themselves. But all they need is, a rock in a tight shirt. And we see it. And you don't think I'd be looking in the mirror like...
It's a valid point,
but it's different in how men use that visual image. You know, your guys will use that visual image and be in the bathroom or in the shower masturbating, and women just look and comment.
Right.
You know, we're not using
not to
that.
Say that women don't masturbate or whatever. I mean,
right.
That's probably a whole other topic. But I'm just saying, but you guys will really hone in on it and, go extra mile.
Can't speak for all guys. I don't feel like I don't just hone in on those things. And that's not what...
Here you go.
What? I'm just saying.
Let's go clean it up. Go ahead, Rich. Clean it up.
Honestly, that's not what does it for me. I like what I have. I like the genuine person that I'm with. I'm not putting this person from a magazine on a pedestal. I know internally that that's not a real person. I do not want a fake person. I want something that's real.
Says the guy.
Shout out
to
real.
No. Says the guy who, when you said, okay, so who's your celebrity crush? And then the name's like polar opposite from you. And it's like, Well, we don't have one feature, okay. Gotcha.
I look nothing like Pharrell. I'm just putting it out there.
That episode would never die.
He is one guy out of like people who I think may be attractive. One person, yes, obviously. But I said name one person who you like, he named Zoe. What's her last name?
Zoe Saldana.
Who is that?
I said Emma Watson too, though.
Exactly.
That's a random list.
Galaxy of the Guardians, got it.
Galaxy of the Guardians.
Guardians of the
Galaxy. We're never letting this go.
So this brings up a funny point on body image, on, you know, physicality and attractiveness. So we've been to the gym a good amount, and the gym culture. So anytime, anytime you see a guy who is really fit, you know, has is very lean, probably, you know, bulging six pack or something, that guy who's working out, he's probably hoping someone's noticing. I mean, obviously someone's gonna be noticing him. But there's a funny comment that I saw a while back. It was what a guy expects, or what the guy expects, and what actually happens. The guy expecting a bunch of female attention. No, it's a bunch of, what actually happens is a bunch of dudes coming up to him like, man, you, looks like you've been working out real well. Exactly. Like, you, that must have taken a lot of hard work to get to that.
Teach me your ways.
It's just hilarious, the expectations versus reality of everything that we do, and expectations of reality of what's projected in the media to sell stuff. What in reality, what regular people, hardworking people, are actually looking for and are expecting that is actually going to happen in their life. So it's funny how
there's a gap there, a
huge gap,
that disconnect.
Yeah.
I mean, there are things that, like, they are fun to look at. Men are visual creatures, and there are things that are fun to look at. When you think, I think most men, when they think about a relationship or someone that they want to be with, what we prize more than anything is peace. And if you can be like that source of peace, you could probably get away with a lot of visual stuff. But if I can come home and take the mask off, and you're my best friend, and I can laugh and I can joke with you, and I can fart in front of you, and I can be vulnerable around you, and
that's
all
worth
cool,
a lot more.
Then that's worth a lot more.
I know. Obviously, it's all about the farting.
It's all about the farting.
Yes.
I get to hear it. We're dating, and she would come and spend like weekends in my apartment. When she left, like, I would just be. I'd be in the bathroom for like 2 hours after she left, because I've been holding in stuff for like 2 days straight. I've been in so much pain. It was horrible.
Within the first month, I'm like, if she's going to deal with it, she's going to deal with it. So
that's how I feel. Right? That's what I did.
If she's not going to like it, it's not going to last very long.
I told Jared in the first month, like, look, I'm a farting and shitting kind of girl. So if you can't do that, so let me know now, because I can go to the bathroom. You know,
Now, luckily for people, they have pooperia. You would never even know when someone even goes. So now it's just like, you're just not human anymore. It just doesn't even like.
I have pooperia.
I don't know why the pooperia thing, why people think
shout
that's
out to pooperia. Can we get an
if you walk away and you're in the bathroom for more than 5 to 10, I know what you're doing. It doesn't care that you go in there. I don't smell it.
Well,
I know
just
because you
know
it don't mean you gotta get smacked
in
the face with it.
I can't.
Gosh, they need that in the public bathrooms.
Man,
that stuff is expensive. Poop
is
nice.
It is.
$10 to $15. Yeah, it is. Yeah. You sell at my job. I mean, I can totally get you guys some. Not on the record. Just kidding.
Dealing with shit is an expensive business.
I feel like we segued though, because people now are hooking up versus dating, and I think that's the real.
Like,
I know, this is like a real segue. I feel like also women allow a lot of different things. Like, I feel like women tolerate, like, or they feel like they have to, like, I guess, in order to get a date, what they have to do to sacrifice their morals or values. Like, okay, well, he's going to go out with me, and he's going to expect this and that. And if he's going to take me out to this nice restaurant or to this nice event or whatever it is, then I have to comply to whatever he's looking for. And then it turns into a hookup, even though she wants to get courted or dated, just because she feels like, okay, well, this is the person showing me attention or whatever it is. So I feel like that's kind of an issue too. Like, if women would stop necessarily like being the hookup girl, then maybe you get courted, or maybe you
and
show
that's something
like,
I've heard
email.
A lot too. But so whose fault is that? Is that the guy's fault or the woman's fault? Because
I feel
that's
like
not
it's both. They feel pressure.
That's not necessarily what the man
no,
is
I'm not
saying
gonna, like,
though.
I'm gonna make it. Yes, it's the girl's fault for allowing it. It's also the guy's fault because he's like
expecting
the man kind of like
insinuating,
expecting it. But I also think it's the society and some cases, and maybe the parents or anything, that are not teaching values and not teaching your self-worth, right?
Yes, self-worth is a big one,
A lot of people, and not all families, and I'm not going to say that, but sometimes parents are busy and don't teach little things like that. You're, the way you are, you're beautiful. you know, and I think we had to instill that because our world just keeps showing these magazines, especially the females, showing you have to be like this skinny, you have to dress a certain way to get attention. Mm-hmm. So, and I think we really need to enforce on our kids is like, you're beautiful the way you are. You don't need
to enforce that immediately.
But I gotta put it back on women a little bit because I think, like, maybe women have been so scarred that now they put that expectation on. I've been in relationships before Tammy where, you know, after a certain amount of time, the girl would complain because she'd be like, you must not be into me because you haven't tried anything yet. So when you're the guy who's like trying to be, you know, respectful and I'm going to wait and we can just court and we can just get to know each other, then they're like, well, what's wrong with you because you're not mm-hmm. trying? And they make you feel like you are not making them feel wanted because you're not, you know, trying to push it. And so then you enter your next relationship like, I gotta push before she thinks I'm not interested. And then you become that guy. It's just like it's a self-replicating cycle. Mm-hmm. Right?
Mm-hmm. Well, you didn't even call me for like 3 or 4 days.
Because I thought I was under the impression you wasn't supposed to, you know. What's the time frame? Like when you get a number, how soon?
There's no time frame.
I'm asking Roger. I'm looking dead at him.
I think I texted her the next day.
We met online.
Yeah,
so
we met online.
No time
went out. I think I texted her the next day. She actually like.
There is.
Time.
She like postponed a second.
I had to cancel our first date. Because I got a whole bunch of stuff at work.
Mm-hmm.
We were supposed to go out on a weekday,
mm-hmm.
and I had to cancel because I just got slammed with a bunch of stuff to grade.
Yeah.
So then I pushed it out to like that Saturday instead. So.
Because mm-hmm. I was really busy, so you know.
Did you
it was
think
a couple,
like,
it was a
so
days.
When she pushed it out, did you think she was bullshitting, or was it like
she think she was curving you?
No, I generally give people the benefit of the doubt. That's just the nature. They
mm-hmm.
have to.
They have to prove that they're full of shit.
Yeah.
He believes in
yeah.
it.
No, they're
yeah.
nice teachers, though.
Yeah, I mean, yeah, she was
stuff
like busy
grade.
Season.
It was right around finals.
I'm from Brooklyn.
So I had a whole bunch of stuff to grade, and
I like
just
I'm,
pushed it off
I'm
the bed.
Cynical. Yeah, I'm
instantly.
Have
you guys instantly seen a video of a guy who is like curved them before they could curve you?
Yeah.
And he
I
think
that's
curve.
What I'm saying. So that's in my mind. I'm like, I'm from Brooklyn. Yeah. Oh, I'm grading papers. Yeah, sure. You're Washington here too, right? Uh huh. Yeah.
So the guy like walks up to girls and he's like, "You're the most beautiful girl I've ever seen. Now walk away from me."
Yeah, listen, I'm a curve. Yeah, he said,
I'm a curve you before you can curve me.
And unfortunately, and Tammy, as you were saying, yes, apparently, and it's kind of hard on me, I'm a single girl, because I'm like, I'm front. If I don't want to go out with you, I'm going to tell you I don't want to go out with you. That's it, how it is. And now, like, oh, you had to wait. If a guy texts you, you have to wait X amount of hours before you text him back. So that way he thinks you're actually busy, have a life, and he'll be more interested in you. No. But here's the thing. If
so
I have my
games.
Phone and he gives me a text message,
yeah,
why should
exactly.
I have to wait?
Right. Exactly.
Like,
it's just so many games that you, like, why is it such a game?
Man,
like,
I was
if I'm free, and you text me,
I
text back.
Exactly. I'm like, if I'm busy, I'll tell you I'm busy.
I was busy in the studio. It took a couple days before I got back to
I was busy in the studio, making my CDs.
You know? I had a mixtape coming out.
Yeah,
spitting fire.
I called you though. I did call
no,
you.
No,
right?
You did not call me.
I did call.
It wasn't until I was talking to my girlfriend on the phone, and I said, "Nope, Jerry hadn't called me yet." And she went and got you because she was at the house where you were.
No, she was. See,
or did she call you?
See how people messed the story up?
What happened?
I was in the car with Reggie, and Candace called and asked Reggie why I hadn't called you, and I called you in the car.
Exactly. So somebody had to call you.
I was going to call you.
It's not that they had to call
like
him. It's that they called him before he got a chance to call you. So
exactly.
They messed up the cycle.
I had to work up the nerve to call you. I was like, man, what do you say?
Was this a cell phone? Or is this like a home?
So.
It wasn't that long ago. It was just 10 years ago.
The landline.
Right.
Was it after 9?
It was a flip phone.
Yeah, it was after 9.
Like the next deal.
Was it after 9?
On a
three nights
a
weekend?
Yeah, I had to get my free nights.
It was after 9.
See what I'm saying? So you're trying to burn a hole in this man's pocket. I got to pay for dates and I got to pay for calls.
Three after 9s had passed and he hadn't called.
Did you have T-Mobile? Was she in your top 5?
She wasn't in my top 5.
See, that's what happened. He had his mom, his grandmother, his father. And
excuses.
Hey, listen, reality happened.
I called.
In the end, he fixed it.
I actually can't believe that I was just nervous and shy and I didn't.
I really think that if you hadn't gotten pushed, you would not have called.
Only because I
listen.
This person that you know now didn't exist 10 years ago.
I believe that because this one over here.
I was flirting with her for like a month.
We worked
she
together.
Was that flirting?
And he just would say hello. And I would be like, hi, how's it going?
I've done that.
Yeah.
To a shot guy, hello was a lot of flirting.
Thank you. You know how long it took me to get my hello game up?
He was in the mirror like, hello, hello, hello.
Totally shy.
Hi, no. What's up? No.
That took a lot of preparation.
That's not easy. Should I wave with the hand gesture?
I think he did have one too.
Yeah, like, they'll leave it to the side, they'll put it up, they'll go for a handshake. Yeah. Like, what are you supposed to do? I got two of these. What am I supposed to do with them? I don't know.
And then you say hi and they say something back. I wasn't prepared.
Oh. Run away. That's stage number two. You don't think that far ahead. You hope for it, but you don't know.
You don't know. You weren't ready.
Oh, man.
All right, what else we got?
All right, so something you said earlier brings us to this next one. Sexting and the unsolicited dick pic.
Show of hands, who's gotten an unsolicited dick pic?
Oh, all about it, or even the in-person, like,
really?
Just pull out. You just like, oh, wait a minute. I was not ready. Okay. Yeah.
Yep.
That got
rough
be
life
New York
for a
thing,
woman.
Like,
that was a Chicago thing. But yeah, it's a rough life. Like,
I don't think I ever like just
quick sidebar. Your boy Nate Parker.
Yeah.
Hold on.
You got another case for that one right now.
Which is whipping out.
Apparently flipped the dick up, showed somebody the head real quick, and then put it away. So he got another court case right now.
Oh my gosh.
Like, what's the plan? Like, what's the end game on that one? Like, I'm gonna show the head, where we gonna go?
It seems to me, did it work before? Is it?
Yo,
what was
like,
the success rate? Why would
life.
You do that?
Wasn't that like a Seinfeld episode where you just like you do the just get naked and then see what happens? you come out and you just naked. And what they
one of two things going to happen.
They're going to kick you out.
Or they're going to happen.
He was already leaving, so I mean, whatever.
All right, so it seems 75% of the women in the room have received an unsolicited dick pic.
I like the percentage.
Quick math. So does that sway you in either direction? Is it like, oh my God.
Well, what was the reaction, I guess? What was the outcome? You're like, oh.
What
delete?
The fuck?
Yeah, it was for me.
It was more like a delete.
Like, oh, I'm not.
I think I've even like
again.
Showed a few friends, like, girl. What? I mean, I've been guilty of that. Like,
no, I did show it off.
Yeah.
No, I didn't.
I had my friends show me unsolicited dick pics. Yeah.
No, for respect, because I'm like, no, I'm not even gonna show it off. I'll delete it off my phone.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
No, we showed it off and laughed, and then
and it wasn't like somebody who was like in my circle, and they knew like from here on in, like
right.
They got a laugh and joke. It was just like a.
So no girl has ever gotten the dick pic that was like,
okay.
Yeah.
Unless you're
let me call
in
this
a relationship.
Guy.
Yeah,
right.
That's a little different.
Yeah, that's
like,
not quite unsolicited.
You know, right? It's not unsolicited, right? So.
So here's the thing. Why do I don't understand it?
I
don't
send it.
Why? Yeah.
Why
I was about to say.
I
honestly, seriously, don't randomly. I've not randomly sent dick pics. So I don't understand like the thinking behind. Like, if I'm in a relationship and we're have that kind of relationship, where we're sending each other pictures or we're having a conversation or whatever it is, fine. But it's not like, hi, how you doing? Okay, I'm gonna call you later. Dick pic. Like, I don't.
Too much work.
But how did it start?
You gotta
find
the shot just right. You gotta
like,
get everything.
Real,
you gotta get the
right.
You
gotta have the light right. You gotta have the right angle.
Right,
you
angle.
Can't just be like, dude.
You might need to do
I
some manscaping.
Tell us the fake angles
you know?
Too. It's like all up close.
Yeah.
You're like, that's not you, sir. Like, I don't know.
Like, we have to, like, you know, have a frame of mind first, you know, be like, all right, okay, now I'm sturdy.
Yeah, you gotta get all comfortable. So, in that sense, a lot of work goes into that. So, should you technically be flattered when you get the dick pic?
No.
That was some science. He turned into an engineer
no,
to send
no,
that
no,
pic.
No.
So,
no.
The end game for mine, at least for my case, right?
You're
right. She wanted something. He wanted something.
Yeah.
He wanted a sexting conversation. He wanted that at the end game that we would either just
Start trading pics.
Right,
start
exactly. That's picks. What it is.
Maybe, no, I mean, maybe he could have just wanted some validation. Literally. Maybe he wanted, he had a Napoleon complex.
Oh,
he
was
like,
somebody say, oh, that's pretty.
That's
what
he wanted.
He wanted the girl to send something back.
So he can get off on it. That's really my case was more like that.
And to initiate the fact that they actually probably do want to have sex with that person. Mm-hmm. So they're like,
so I wonder like,
okay?
Are dudes catfish and dick pics? Like, do they like find a website?
That's
like,
what I was just about
nice
to say.
One. I'm going to send her this one.
I was going to say, I
never thought about that.
In the phone.
That's interesting.
It's not like a on the spot thing. I think this is like,
would somebody do that?
I'm sure there's got to be someone within the rank, within the sound of my voice. That's received the dick pic and then saw the dick line.
So
now
assuming that assuming that there's a dick pic repository and guys are like catfishing dick pics, what happens if you send her this dick pic and she's like, okay, I'm with it, and now you gotta go, like,
you gotta go,
what do you say? Like, turns out that wasn't my dick, but this one is. Do you still want it? Like, how does that work?
It's like, turn out all the lights.
Turn out all the lights. Close your eyes.
Or it reminds me of that Chappelle skit. Could the little boy point out Michael Jackson's dick in the lineup? I mean, probably a Shaft, you know, some hair, probably perm.
Who wants to bet if I Google dick pic repository right now, I'm gonna actually get a website.
Try it out. Let's see.
I think
you'll get something.
But it's gonna be stuck in my search.
I was gonna say it's gonna be
better use incognito mode.
Incognito mode. Yeah. Yeah. Yeah.
But it's just amazing how that even. How, like, oh, send me a picture of your tits, and then I'll send something back. What's going on? I just,
well, my the guy that's
oh, I'm good, thanks.
The guy asked for a picture of me. I'm like, hell no.
Man, yes, there are quite a few. critiquing your dick pics with love.
I can't.
There is the internet repository for unsolicited dick pics.
Oh, it's because they uploaded from
yeah. But I'm sure there are guys on that site, like, I might as well, you know.
No, so
it's not super.
I think there's.
I want to know what would your mentality be as a guy if now you're trolling. If you're a guy and you're trolling dick pics, trying to find the perfect dick pic to pass off as your dick in this pic.
Can I just say before you answer that, how convenient it is to say dick pic? Just the convenience of that is great. Just want to throw that out there.
Like, how do you go to a dick pic repository and pick a dick for a dick pic?
Because you have to look at a bunch of different dicks, first off. You're looking at a bunch of different dicks. Like,
No.
Here's
I'm
a dick,
there's
a dick. Seriously, though, that's some weird
comparing it to
shit. Hey, if they have a passion for it and they just want to do it, that's what they want
to
do.
Somebody took the time to make a site.
Or they knew a need.
They saw a need.
They saw a need.
And they addressed it. I didn't click on any of them, but yeah.
Is it? Are any of them like membership needed or?
I'm not seeing. I'm sure there's a lot of advertising.
For what? Enlargements and.
I think that's crazy.
Viagra and all kind of stuff.
That is.
How do you even put that on your resume? I'm a dick pic aficionado. That's crazy. That's crazy. That's a crazy. It must be a skill. I don't know.
You gotta put on your resume.
It's all this newfangled stuff. That's why I stay off the internet.
Except for work.
It's not good for me. Except for my website.
Which is?
Dick pic repository.
So, this actually brings me to the next topic. And
what,
the only reason,
what could dick pics possibly bring
me
to?
So, this brought me to the next topic because of something that you actually said. It's something that you actually said. So, we're talking about dick pics and picking dicks from a dick pic repository. And we had a conversation the other day.
Did you guys?
Not about picking dicks, but we had a conversation the other day.
I'm on call.
About how certain women do not want to be referred to as females. And what did you say? You said all women are female, but not all females are women, something like that.
Nowadays, not all females aren't. Nowadays, all women aren't females.
But all females are women.
All females should be women. But you could make a case that not all females are women.
Okay, so, and then you made a comment about Bruce, who turned into Caitlyn.
Right, so Bruce.
And what made me think about it was, before the surgery, did Bruce, or like, well, you know what I mean? Like, Bruce and Caitlyn, or somebody going for the surgery, like, would they use a dick pic repository and be like, make me like this? I want that one, section B2. Give me that.
Yeah. That's a good question. But for, so is there like a vagina repository where you could be like, can you recreate this exactly?
Mm.
That's what he would have had. But has he done that yet? Has he even done that yet? Or is he still?
I
imagine he's gone full all the way.
Right, it's been a while. How long has it been now?
And he's got money, so I imagine he's done post op complete.
And now all of a sudden on Facebook, they're like all the videos of like how it's done. It's grossing me out.
Mm-hmm. I feel like the surgeon has like, you know, you have samples of hardwood floors. You got samples of, you know.
That was everything. Oh,
you want a big labia, small labia? What do you want?
Oh my god!
All right, I'm uncomfortable now. Yeah. So anyway,
Tammy's face is how you feel.
So anyway, this topic. So basically, we had a conversation about this the other day, and Jared and I were going back and forth, and I think we had polar opposite feelings on this one. Essentially, a lot of women do not want to be referred to as female. They would rather be referred to as a woman, like I am a woman, not necessarily female, because female simply denotes sex, whereas being a woman denotes a career or many other things. So we had a conversation about it, so I figured I'd bring it up, see how you guys feel about it.
Female is a technical term, right? It's a biological
it's a biological
definition.
Yeah, it's,
so that means it refers to animals as well.
Yeah, right.
You know, that's why I've never liked the
term
females.
Exactly.
Because it always reminded me of when we were back in D.C. and we were getting crabs, and it was, you know, I want the female crabs versus the male crabs because the female crabs were better or something.
Larger.
I'm like, it just never, I never liked that term to begin with. And then men started using that term, these females out here. It was
right,
like
it's condescending.
It's condescending,
yeah.
And I can see where it could be condescending and a bit derogatory.
But I feel like you could use, I could say any word in a condescending fashion, and make, if I say woman, go get in there and make my dinner.
Exactly.
It's the same difference.
But it's a different thing that you purposely using that term to make it derogatory and condescending.
But I mean, that's not, I'm not the first person that's ever said woman or get over here, woman. Like, you, it doesn't matter what the word is.
I
choose to say it is
you
the way.
You can just say you.
Okay.
I'm making a sandwich.
Female, woman, it's all the same to me, always. I don't see a difference.
And I feel like we're in a time now where identifying people with biology sometimes is necessary, because if I want to speak directly to a female, I sometimes have to make that clear. Because if I say woman, I'm not sure what I'm going to get.
Oh my God.
I'm just being honest.
I mean, scientists, people, too many people playing God.
Mm-hmm.
But like I said, I can get why people would be upset.
I can understand it too. It's just, in what way is it being referred to? I guess it's a classification, which sounds terrible, but that's what you fill out on forms. Are you a male or are you a female? What sex, male or female? Mm-hmm. It's part of identification, and mm-hmm. I think that's what some of the issues are nowadays: is people not identifying as that and wanting to change it.
I think there's a full-on attack against definition. You can't define anything as anything. If I say right now that I identify as an Asian woman, you can't tell me that I'm not. And that's, to me, unfortunate.
Yeah?
Yeah.
That is true.
Asian woman.
I pick one. I'm sitting across from you.
Yeah.
Okay. So you see female as being as scientific? As in woman as being what? What's the difference in your mind when
woman
you
is human?
Well,
right.
Technically,
yeah.
Well, I just looked at the, hold on, I did look at the definition of woman and female. Female is basically saying scientifically this and plus the chromosomes,
mm-hmm.
and the woman is the human female kind of thing.
Yeah.
But in your mind,
you identify, yeah.
Yeah, I'm like, for me, it's the same thing. I'm a female. I'm a woman. It doesn't.
Yeah,
it doesn't change.
I do, you know, I'm a female. I'm a woman, but it just depends on, you know, there are too many ways to confuse female. You know, you can be talking about a dog outside, you know, and or other animals or something, and you know, sometimes men use the term female to stop themselves from saying bitch.
Mm-hmm. That's true. I was gonna say that.
It ends up being too gray, and I would rather be called a woman versus a female, because I don't know what you mean by female right now.
Okay.
How are you talking to me right now? You know.
And again,
on,
I can see it in like spoken, like who says female in a spoken conversational way.
Exactly. So when you think about it like that, any time you would go to say female, 10 times out of 10, you're about to say something that you shouldn't say.
Right. Yeah.
So therefore, that's
that
why
point.
I say I can understand why a woman
in
would
a
be
spoken
upset
form.
At
the attack should be on that mindset of what that person was going, because no matter what word I put in that place, if I stop saying woman or female and start saying you Y chromosome, like, you're still going to feel just as offended because of what it doesn't matter.
It is true.
You're going to feel just as offended because of what the intent was behind the phrase. So it doesn't matter what word I use there. So if you attach all that meaning to a word, it's not the word.
Yes, but I guess after years and years hearing that word being misused, you don't want to hear it. You don't want to be referred to it. I can see that. I haven't had that experience, that's why I'm like, either way works for me. Because I haven't had anybody try to attack me using the word female. If they did, I'll knock them out.
Puerto Rican. She got the blade in her purse.
Not the blade, the machete, girl. Dude, I got the machete.
How do you keep that in your purse?
Have you seen my purse?
It's a big purse.
I'm kidding, people. I don't really have one.
Sure.
Right.
And you wonder why guys don't approach that.
That's
true. The girl with the machete.
That is true.
Do I have to say it with the accent when I say it, or can I just?
You can say whatever.
Okay. Is that the end of it? Is that the rest of the list?
That's the last one.
That was the last one?
No, one more.
One more?
The misconception of age and maturity.
Age and maturity.
No matter
like,
what
do
age,
they always go hand in hand?
No.
No matter what age the guy is, he's not mature enough.
It's true, because we'll always
now
you can't go into it thinking that.
A guy.
Well, we're already talking about men versus women, so obviously we know what we're talking about.
The whole conversations, the topics have all been for females, right? So I guess, why not?
I mean, if all females want to look at it that way.
It's the way it is.
It all depends on people's experiences, I think, about maturity. It's what they've experienced, what they've seen, and how they perceive things. But that's why young boys are so, quote, immature, because, you know, their focus is play fighting, sports, being mean to girls. Is about the extent of it, and having fun.
I'm with Louis C.K. Like, he was like, you know, even if a 50-year-old is wrong, his wrongness is rooted in more information than your wrongness. There's still a lesson to be learned. Like, age, I like getting older because I feel like I feel more outspoken the older I get. Like, I care less and less.
We have less fucks to give.
I have fewer fucks, like, every year.
Like, ooh, I shouldn't say that. I don't care.
I feel like people are born with like a finite number of fucks, and that number just
like you run
slowly
around
dwindles.
30, like, out of fuck.
Yeah. I don't know. I still have a few fucks to get.
You do, Rich. You really do. And I'm trying to get rid of them.
Me too. Me and you both. We can partner together because I just sometimes want him to just, like, let it go.
Yeah, Renee's always like, I don't give a fuck.
Like, we'll be in a McDonald's parking, like, drive-thru, and somebody will be behind us, and we're not ready. We don't know what we're going to get. And he'll be like, I think I'll just pull into a parking spot. fuck those people behind us. Like, we are here and we're gonna make a decision. Like, they're gonna have to wait. Like, I don't care. He's always waiting.
So that plays into a conversation. Remember that conversation we had in that other episode? Basically, we subconsciously do things because we don't want to upset people. Mm-hmm. Especially being a person of color, automatically somebody's going to point the finger and say something. So therefore, I don't necessarily want to be that person. Like, driving to your house, as soon as we turned on Dallas, the radio went from 14 to 6. Because, okay, I'm driving down a residential neighborhood, I'm a black guy in a car, you know, my radio was blasting. It's not like we were playing hip-hop. But at the same time, I don't want to have that stigma about myself. So therefore, I immediately cut the volume.
You know what
the
funny thing about it is. About the
black guy. You could say you're driving into a residential area, right? You're turning down out of respect to the people that live there. You don't.
But it's different.
No, I think we sometimes overplay the racism.
I really feel like
oh my gosh, because I'm a Latina, I got to be careful what I do here, and really,
but it's factual though.
We gotta get over. I think at some point we gotta get over it.
We can't get over it until other people get over it.
But if you're always bringing it up, how are they gonna ever get over it? If we're
that's
always
the only way they get it. Like if we pretend like it doesn't exist, they don't get over it. You have to. Like some, I think I do the opposite of Rich. Like if I'm in those situations where I think somebody, you know, expects a certain thing out of me because I'm black, or is going to take it a certain way because I'm black, I'm going to do it to the extreme. If you for some reason think because I'm black and I got tattoos that I'm like a gangster, which I'm like the farthest thing from, I'm going to give you all of that. I'm going to give you
what?
Right.
You're not a gangster?
I don't know. I just think that there are several stigmas there. Those are a lot of things that I've had to myself deal with in my life. So I just feel like I try to not have that projected.
If you've never been in the shoes where you live in fear, then you wouldn't understand or relate or understand the point of turning down your music or straightening up and trying to figure out, like, you know, how can you not cause so much attention? Or if you don't have to live in that life or in that shadow, then, you know.
Yeah, I'm like Jared said, I'm the farthest thing away from a gangster. But I've been 12 years old and made to strip in the middle of the street because a cop said I fit the profile of somebody that they look for. 12 years old, two big ass cops pulled me over and I was standing in the middle of the street in my pants and socks because they wanted to stop and search me. So I've had to live and go through those things. So it's things that have stuck with me and molded me.
I used to go to lunch with a dude when I worked back in D.C. And every time we passed like a police officer, he'd be like, "Hey, officer, like, can you stop drawing attention? If they wasn't looking at me, I don't want them looking at me. Stop talking to the police in front of me."
That's never crossed my mind. Turning the music down in residential, that's never even crossed my mind. I'm just driving.
I've done the same thing. The
perspectives and...
To your point, like, I can understand trying to be respectful, but I feel like subconsciously a lot of people of color or minorities, they just automatically take it to the next level because they don't want that attention on themselves, or because of things that they have gone through in their past, they take it almost extra. Don't shine a light on me at all.
Yeah, because it could start with a noise complaint, but we know how easy it could transition into something else.
To a legal search.
Yeah.
Right.
So this brings up to it just popped up in my head. At what point, it might be a little bit too extreme, but at what point is being over polite might even draw even more attention? Mm-hmm. Is that, I mean, like, oh, I'm blaring music, I better turn it down, and then, you know, someone drives like, why is he turning down his music? Is there something that we need to be concerned about? I don't know. It could just be at any point
in time. I get that the inverse can happen.
But I don't know. I've never really experienced that. Growing up,
I've had a lot of fun with it. I used to get on the subway and, like, you know how you play music in your headphones, but you're playing it loud enough that you know people can hear it. I would like play "The Revolution Will Not Be Televised," and it's like stare at people. Like, I don't know, it's wrong. I probably scared a lot of innocent white folks.
I try not to be the angry black man.
It was a good time. I just like the fact that I am nothing to fear. And anytime I can inspire someone to be afraid of me is just entertaining to me. Like, there is no reason you should ever be afraid of me. But if you can see
the thing I don't get. Like, there is nothing in my actions whatsoever that screams, run from that man. And I've been standing still, and people, women have walked by, like, oh my God, he's going to steal
clutch
my bag.
Clutch your purse or something. Like, yeah, if you clutch your purse around me, I might, I don't know.
Just because. See, that's funny because that happens to me at work. I'm at work. You're coming to a place where I literally work. So you're coming into where I'm at, and you don't want for me to service you or help you. And then, like, I just makes me want to like help you more, like how you were saying. I'm like, oh, you don't need help? Are you sure? You have something in your head? You don't want me to ring you up? Oh, okay, gotcha. So, you know, it just makes you kind of want to do it more. And in that situation, but not when it comes to like people of, not to say like authority, but like, yeah.
You ever had the person like follow you around the store and that made you stay in the store longer? Like you just kept taking trips around. Like, if you gonna get your exercise today, you gonna follow me. I ain't leaving no time. So. And I'm gonna pick up everything.
My way of thinking growing up is just be how you, obviously the golden rule, you know, do unto others. If I see people standing in the middle, or just let's say car etiquette, the guy's parked for no damn reason, just sitting there, you know, blocking an area that people need to pass. But I'm like, why are you there? You're inconveniencing me, regardless of whatever your race is. You need to be considerate of others, regardless of what is going on around you. So I don't know. It's just like I'm trying to be not an inconvenience to people around me, but. I don't know, maybe some people just didn't grow up with that.
And I go along with you, right? It's, I go through the neighborhood, I don't turn down my music, unless it's at night. I have respect at night because at a certain hour, respect, people are sleeping, so I do turn it down at night. But I had to stop trying to be something I'm not because other people fear of, because of what they're told. I'm me the way I am, you're you the way you are. I need to be a better citizen for this world, and maybe my mindset is a little in this utopia kind of field that I want a perfect world, but if I don't make an effort to be a better citizen and not because out of fear I need to do something, then how am I changing anything? Because I'm doing stuff out of fear to allow you, because you feel a little more comfortable. No, I'm trying to do things that are right and reasonable. Not because out of your fear of, because I'm a Latina, so, oh my gosh, I gotta turn down my music so you're not scared of me. No. I can't stop being me because you're afraid of something. Because at one point in looking at our society, we're like, oh, we gotta like tippy toes on every, you know, walk on eggshells. No, our society was created on some foundations, and I believe in those things, and I want us to continue those stuff. So I'm gonna work on values and morals and things. I'm not gonna, because if you fear because I'm a Latina this, well, that's your problem.
But then it becomes your problem.
No, I don't see it. I can't see it that way.
It becomes our problem when the people who have that fear are in power.
Right, exactly. Not your average Joe, like your next door neighbor or whatever, and you're trying to be courteous to them at 9 o'clock or whatever it is. But the other people, the people who are in power, that's who you unfortunately are tippy-toeing around.
And I think that this last year or so has proven that I cannot afford to make that statement. There are people who have made that statement doing nothing and who have been killed for less. So therefore, I myself don't feel like I can make that statement because I do want to go home at the end of the day. I remember a few months ago driving to work doing 60 the whole time, crying and calling Renee on the phone because I was scared if I was going to make it to work or not, and then if I was going to make it back home because of stuff that's happening in our world. However, I can use this as a platform to speak out, but there are certain things that I know I just can't do.
So, I mean, that brings up an interesting question for me because, you know, now that I have a daughter, it's like, how do you teach her that balance? Like, I think Talib Kweli had a line once where he was like, you know, how do I give my son pride and then make him swallow it all? Like, how do I teach her, you know, you are who you are, you should be proud of that, but around this person, you need to tuck some of that away because it could turn out bad for you. You know, like how do you battle? Like it is right now. It's not even a matter of like trying to make other people comfortable. I'd be teaching her to tuck it away because I'm trying to get her home tonight. You know, I want to get her home safe. So it's not even like teaching her those things to make other people feel better. It's teaching her those things so that she can survive. And it's like, how do you walk that line between be proud of who you are, be who you are, don't be afraid to be different, but you can't be but so different in this space or in this space or in that space. You got to try to conform just so you can make it home. I don't think that a lot of people realize that we live in that reality. That reality doesn't exist for everybody, where you have to change who you are just for survival purposes.
Man, those are lessons that we're taught
early. And subconsciously. Like, you don't realize that you're doing it until, like, somebody calls you on it.
Right. You meet out with your friends and you make a spectacle of yourself, but when you're in surroundings with people who you are the diverse one in that group, you kind of shift. You become a different person. And it's just a way that we are. It's just how we are. Like, that's how we grew up. And it's not, like, I want to be myself 100% all the time. Like, but people who are discriminate or who will discriminate against me or, you know, show me racism don't view me as this individual who is, you know, all my great attributes. They don't see those. They don't look at that. They don't say, like, oh, she's an individual and she's awesome in this. They're looking at, that's this nigger and she, you know, I don't care what she has going for herself. I don't care if she has a degree or whatever her successes are. They don't care. They don't care if I have a family, if I had a child at home. They don't care. Like, you know, those are things that are just realistic in real life. And
but aren't you doing the same thing to them, not giving them the chance? Because you automatically put this wall and this expectation they're going to judge you. You're kind of giving them that, not trusting that person because you already think they're already judging you because of a certain way. But
the stakes are higher for us. Like, if Muhammad Ali said it once, if I told you, you know, if there's 100 snakes and I told you two of them are poisonous, you know, would you say, okay, I feel safe because only two of them are poisonous? Or would you be worried about those two that are poisonous having a chance to bite you? You know,
so not, it's like, knowing which of the 100.
Not knowing which out of the 100 it is. So it's like we don't have the luxury of taking that risk of saying this person may not be this way, so I can feel comfortable. We have to keep the guard up all the time because when we run into the two out of 100, you know, it can be, as we've seen lately, it can be life-threatening. It can be fatal.
And unfortunately, some people, especially, you know, African-Americans, fall underneath a stereotype that are, like, what people don't like. You know, they could be, you know, not doing anything with their lives or have bad intent with certain things. And so people categorize us underneath that one bubble as if, like, that's who we all are. And it's, like, unfair, and you try to, like, prove yourself to people almost all the time on a daily basis, like, I got this going on, and I'm on, you know, and it's overwhelming sometimes. It's like, I don't have to prove myself all the time. Like, I just want to be Renee. That's it.
But I find myself trying to prove myself to people by trying to be more like them. Like, to prove I'm good, I have to show you how much like
we're
you
alike.
I can be.
Right.
You know, I can't prove to you that I'm good by showing you who I am.
Right, my uniqueness.
For me to be good, I have to be more like you. Like, I have to, you know, for me, I have to adhere to what your standards are. If you believe I should dress a certain way, I gotta dress that way. If you believe I should have this amount of education, I gotta have it. If you believe, you know, I need to have this, I gotta have those things. I gotta conform to your standards before you see me as good. You will never see me as good in my own skin. Like, and I've done that. Like, I go places, I worked at the White House, and I'd be there every day in my suit. And once I got there and they knew who I was and they knew my work ethic, then I could roll my sleeves up and like, oh, he has a tattoo. He's not what we thought he was, but he's still okay. You know, but if I'd have walked in here day one with my tattoos out, never made it.
Right.
All right, it's getting depressing. Right?
And we kind of segued into that because that wasn't even part of this.
Well, as I don't know if anyone watches SNL anymore. So
I missed it. I haven't seen it yet.
Tom Hanks one?
Oh, no.
Great one. Y'all need to watch it.
Recently?
Yeah, 3 weekends ago. It was the Halloween one.
Yeah, those are the two that everybody's talking about. The Tom Hanks and the Dave Chappelle.
Yeah.
I heard it was really good.
Yep, those both are really good.
I got to sign back up for Hulu just so I can see it.
Sidebar. PlayStation View canceled the whatchamacallit, the Viacom, but they're giving everybody Showtime for $1. Did you do it?
I'm getting the Showtime through...
No, he didn't do that.
Time Warner, so. I can take it.
For $1, you can cancel Time Warner and get it from PlayStation.
I still couldn't cancel Time.
Contract?
No.
HBO and Showtime are together.
Oh, yeah.
I want HBO. The new show, Insecure, I've got to start watching it.
It's so good.
What show?
It's called Insecure.
We have HBO for Sesame Street.
Man, that's real.
Sesame
right
Street
there.
Comes on HBO?
It comes on HBO. It doesn't come on PBS anymore. It's straight HBO.
They gotta make their money.
Damn.
Gotta have Sesame Street.
All the way to HBO, though?
You know how many times
celebrities
Sesame
on
Street,
there.
You know how many times Sesame yeah. Street has saved our lives?
You can get 30 more minutes of sleep. Sesame Street.
Jump up, jump down. Come dance with everybody, moving our body to the ABC.
I'm so happy that was recording. Awesome.
See, this is why we need video. Because y'all both did the shimmy at the same time. Yeah. We need to be recording this. We need to be putting this on Facebook Live and YouTube.
I swear, I'll be watching an old musical. Like, how is this going to end?
What lessons are you going to learn? What lessons will you learn?
There are so many lessons.
I'm learning all kinds of Spanish. You know,
that's good.
El perro and el gato.
The dog and the cat.
Manos, cabeza, pies.
Yeah. Manos, cabeza, pies.
Oh my
God. I was trying to name that child Josefina Teresa. Imagine that, okay?
You can't say that without partying. Like, what's the fin of that answer?
This brings you back to the Chappelle skit.
This episode of the White Pants Society has been brought to you by the letter S.
S stands for?
Oh, that's you can't think of that. So that is messed up.
No, I thought he was going to finish it.
You waiting on Rich?
I don't watch it.
Because you just bought the letter S. I thought you had an idea for what the S stood for.
Society.
Society.
Good one.
Boom.
Thank you, Raj.
And Raj said he had nothing to contribute.
Nothing.
Exactly. Hey,
I never
have
anything to contribute. Just
great.
Nonsense coming from my mouth.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it was awesome.
All right, so spotlight on you. Golf.
Golf.
What about
Tiger
it?
Tiger Woods says he's coming back. What do y'all think about that?
Tiger Woods.
Is he done? Is he passed? Is he not part of pop culture anymore?
I think we forgot about him. He should leave that.
Yeah.
I think he was good off. He's better off. He's got enough money, right? He's good.
He's paid up.
Even with half of it gone, he's up.
He's good. Leave it alone.
Yeah.
Don't mess with his legacy. Just
his legacy's already messed up.
Does he have a legacy?
It is messed up.
He messed up his legacy.
He messed up his own legacy. If his dad was still here, he'd put him in the right place. But his dad's gone.
But what was that comic we were watching out today? Where it was like, you know, if a man had like millions of women throwing himself at him, and he only slept with 4 or 5. Like that's like 0%. Like he slept with 0% of the women never throwing himself. But he said like if a million Skittles fell from the sky. You catch 4 or 5 by accident, right?
It was laying in a pocket somewhere. I didn't know that happened.
That was awesome.
I forgot that comic's
name, but it was funny.
That was funny.
So he's not guilty because of the averages.
That's 0%. 0%. What woman wouldn't go for a guy who's going to cheat on you with 0% of the women?
Is that full circle back to the wedding ring thing? Or because he's famous?
It's the same thing.
Yeah, he didn't need a wedding ring to attract any of those women. No. Not one.
That was just fame and money.
Mm-hmm. He's walking there with a golf shirt on. Like, yes, Tiger.
He was not even that good
yes,
of a looking
Tiger.
Guy.
That's what he said.
Yes, Tiger.
Those golf shirts are comfortable, though.
Yes, they are. Quite.
Manos, cabeza. Once it gets in your head, it's in there.
I don't think I've ever played golf. Does Top Golf count?
That's all I've ever done is Top Golf. And I've driven the cart. I've done the cart drive.
I want to do
for what? You weren't playing, but you were just driving.
Yeah,
why would
you drive a cart?
I was like 12 and my uncle was on the course.
Oh, and you weren't playing, you were just...
Yeah, it was my job to drive the cart. And it was the closest I was going to get to driving at 12. Let's go.
My first job was a cart boy, so I was 15. I just, you like floor it and slam on the brakes and then try and do like little drift half donut wheelie thing is great.
With a golf cart.
Just on gravel.
Can you
realize
golf cart?
You realize how stereotypical that is that you were trying to
drift. Do a little drifting wheelie donut type thing, but no, you can't really. It's not even real wheel, so.
What did those get, like 5 miles an hour?
I don't say a
did it go that fast?
Right?
Depends. There's gas, there's electric. I honestly have no gauge on how fast things go without my speedometer, so I really have no idea.
I felt like the golf cart was going pretty fast.
Oh. I felt like that thing was dying. That battery was about to die, but
they probably go about 20 or 30 miles an hour.
I wouldn't say 30. 30 is really
no,
fast.
No, that's
fast. That's
20.
20 at the highest for a gas powered with like a low governor or a high governor or something. I don't know.
Yeah, sometimes I can't tell how fast I'm going, guys.
Yeah.
Yeah, I know.
Because the wind's blowing, and then you're like,
I'll go through the gate at 45 and hit one, and I'll be doing 100, and I'll just be like, oh, shit.
He was like, I was just doing 100. I was like, I know, I could feel it. Like.
But you didn't know until after I said something.
No, I didn't.
I go 100
I
every day.
I didn't want to say, yeah. I didn't want to nag and be like, well, I'm
but
like,
I go 100
guys.
Every day.
Well,
I was, stopping, get arrested.
When I would ride around with I would ride around with Reggie, and Reggie would be doing like 130, 140, wherever we were going. And I remember some guy pulling up to us, and he's like, you're not scared for your life? You're not going to say anything to him? I'm like, no, if he's going 140 miles an hour, I don't want to distract him at all. Saying anything.
Oh.
Renee will talk to me.
Nah, bro.
No, I don't.
Speaking of Seinfeld,
I just
back,
make noises.
Do you ever see getting comedians and
cars
getting
coffee?
Hell
yes!
Coffee with Kevin Hart was a good one.
That was a funny episode.
I didn't see the Kevin Hart one.
Chris Rock might have been, but
Chris Rock was okay.
Obama was a good one.
But I didn't see Obama. Yeah.
Obama was a good one.
But
that,
basically, he gets pulled over every time he's with like
yeah.
Black guy, passenger. He's like, I don't know. It's just like
because he's driving with exotic cars.
Yeah.
And then
but Seinfeld is like, don't worry, I got it. It's fine. we're good. Stop freaking out. Like we're good.
Like he has to get out of jail back card in his back pocket. Like, you know.
Then they get a ticket to Kevin Hart. I think they got tickets with Kevin Hart.
I think so.
Yeah.
They got a ticket.
They got a ticket.
Dude, they were in this tiniest car ever.
Yeah,
like
Kevin
Hart looked
was
like
still small.
He looked perfectly
still.
Ill.
He
fit perfectly.
He's so tiny.
He is
yeah,
hilarious,
so
though,
tiny.
But he is so tiny.
Yeah.
He is hilarious.
Have y'all seen the movie yet?
What Now?
No,
no I've heard bad reviews.
I have, too, though. That's really depressing.
What Now?
I didn't really like that last one. Let Me Explain. I wasn't a big fan of Let Me Explain.
I don't know. We heard bad things, so we haven't watched it. We've seen every other thing under the sun, though. I feel like at this point, we're at Flick's Brewhouse like 2 or 3 times a week.
I heard that place is awesome.
Yeah.
And there's a tequila bar right next door.
Mm-hmm.
That is awesome. Mm-hmm. We heard this.
I want to go there.
From Benta Verde's?
Yeah, it's right next door to Flick's.
Yeah. I heard that from a bartender at...
But it's not like the first time we went there, it was like... It was popping. Like it was packed in there. Last time we went, it's like they're not doing... The business is not there.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Go check
I don't
out.
Know.
Yeah.
All I know
yeah.
is
go bring them some business.
Yeah.
It's
just
all
the way up
to Brown
Rock. So.
I just know Flix is our favorite place. You can watch a movie.
Shout out
and
to
get a beer and food at the same time.
Trying to get some advertising. I'm taking over Rich's shout out duty, Tammy. Tammy says you say shout out entirely.
I do.
Too much.
I'm
going to start counting.
I think Renee told me
we
that.
We need a bell. Like. I think I say literally too much.
Essentially, essentially,
the same thing as like
every
basically.
Conversation.
Yeah.
We all have a conversation in bed, and he'll be like, "So essentially, like what?"
Well, what's mine then? I think I have one.
She's like, I'm just not gonna say.
Won't say yet.
She did say that you play with textured balls.
Textured balls.
Drop your phone on my face.
That was once.
Last night.
I don't
it's still fresh in my mind.
I don't
want
to ask. Lisa, like, what arrangement, what position do you have
was
to,
last
in
night,
to drop
your phone on someone's face? Yeah?
I was wondering.
Look at this.
Like, what's the arrangement? How does that work?
We were laying
right?
in bed, and we were like spooning, and he's playing this video game on his phone above my head.
She bumped my arm, and it slipped, and it fell on her head. Her own fault for bumping my arm.
Because I was going, why do you keep playing that?
Make sure you sample that one, Dory. It slipped and it fell on her head.
That's what she said.
That's your fault, Raj. That's your fault. You're supposed to be quality spooning time.
This is after work.
You're
I was like,
game.
Well, I gotta get this thing done on the
you
game.
You gotta multitask.
Yeah.
No.
Things have to be done on this game.
Mm-hmm.
Gotta be.
You had all day with that game while I was working.
I did.
It's happening. Yeah.
That is a good one. That's a good one.
It was
good.
Really good.
It is good.
Yeah. Whoever chose it, good stuff.
Thank you.
Good stuff. That's a good picture. Buy it.
From my collection. Seen that one. That one is not on the lower shelf.
It's the diamond collection.
I think we were walking around
black
for like 30 minutes. Like,
why is everything
I was
black label?
I think this is the one.
When did black label?
There was a whole black label section.
Yeah. But what is it about black? Like, how did all of a sudden like black label become the symbol for?
Hey, well, we'll take what we can get, okay?
Listen. We'll take it. Okay.
Maybe Johnny Walker Black.
Yeah. Well, hold on. What's it?
I like Johnny Walker
blue,
blue
though.
Blue
the better.
I mean, yeah, that's I said. I like Johnny Walker Blue better.
Blue is the highest end, but it's so peaty. There's so much peat. Mm-hmm. I'm not a big fan. I'd rather have gold or green.
Green is good, but I like all things green, so.
So
green is my favorite color.
This 1893 Pepsi that I ran.
Did you do what you're sipping? You look like you need a
we
refill.
We didn't do what you're sipping on this.
We sipping on everything.
We sipping on 1893.
Shiner Block Light Blonde.
We sipping on some Francis Coppola Diamond Collection 2014 Black Label Corette.
Fancy.
Cabernet Sauvignon.
Sauvignon.
Is it? I thought you pronounced the V like a B.
That's not us in Spanish, right?
Mm-hmm. I don't know.
That's French. I think that's French.
Wait, didn't you say you were foregoing your rant this week? What's this rant?
I wish I should do a rant. I did a rant in the car with Tammy.
So is it like Peter Griffin's What Grinds My Gears?
Oh, your rant. Okay, let's talk about that. Fucking Apple. Because I hate Apple.
I knew you were going to. See, I thought that was the perfect rant for you.
It is the perfect rant for me.
Right.
Is anybody else in here an Apple fanboy? But
no,
so I'll do the background story and then I'll let Jared rant away because I know he's going to rant about this. Apple, the other day, just released their first coffee table book. Their coffee table book comes in two sizes, a 10 inch and a 13 inch. The 10 inch is $199, the 13 inch is $299. Not $1.99, but $199.
I don't know if you're being serious right now.
I am being hella fucking serious.
Okay.
For a book.
Okay, just making sure that you're not like, is this some lead up to a joke or
so
something? Okay.
Serious. The pages are like silver lined, and it's a special like Egyptian canvas or something like that.
It probably cost like $1 to make, right?
No, it was very expensive. Okay. It turned out the book itself was very expensive to make, so they're not making like a ton off of it. Because of the paper they imported and the printing house that they used and all of that stuff. Their fabrics that they used to bind it with.
You want
to
talk about fucks that I don't give?
Okay, So, you know, a team at Apple went through this.
This is someone's job.
A team's job to be like, we need to select this.
In the same, like, sweatshop where people are jumping off the roofs and shit.
It's funny that there's a two sizes, though. I think that's what bothers me the
most. Because Apple does everything in two sizes.
Yeah. Why? It's a coffee table.
But
book.
No one is going to buy the 10-inch. Because if you buy the 10-inch.
I wouldn't buy the 10-inch.
Right. Because if you buy the 10-inch. And
that's
you're like an Apple fanboy. It's gonna be people saying,
like, "Really,
you
can't afford
the Apple II? You didn't have the extra $100 to get 13 inch? I got the 13 inch."
I'm slightly embarrassed
like
every time I pull out my phone because I don't have the plus.
You get the 10 inch if you're living in efficiency or something. You don't have a coffee table large enough for the 13 inch.
It's bad feng shui to have the 13 inch. You gotta get the 10 inch.
This is idiocy. This is high level idiocy. Like this is
Apple.
This
steal
is where
your money away.
Headed. Mm-hmm. You want signs that the country is going to shit? It's fucking Apple is putting out.
Oh, it's Apple.
It's Apple.
Of this year, it's Apple.
It's Apple. Of all things that happened in 2016, that's the dumbest shit I've heard.
Is it dumber than the $30 brick from Supreme?
The fact that I have to think about that, see, from a company like Apple, the fact that I have to think about a decision
but
that Apple made.
Apple released a coffee table book with 450 individual photographs.
Who? Of what?
Supreme.
Of Apple products.
But yes. Supreme released a brick.
And they're about right here. They're about right here.
But it's legitimate. Have you ever heard of the fashion house Supreme?
No, yeah.
Supreme.
Donnie has.
Supreme engraved their name their logo on a brick, like a regular
like
clay,
a regular old,
like a clay fucking brick.
That's
a clay
great.
Brick that you get for $1.29 at Home Depot. A fucking brick
$30
that said Supreme for $30.
Sold out.
They sold out in less than 5 hours. People camped out online to buy this
for
brick.
A brick.
A fucking brick.
Is it like a paperweight?
It's a fucking red brick.
Yes, it is a paperweight.
Yes, whatever you want it to be.
Could you put it
booking
in like
in
a brick wall and be like, hey, look.
Would you put a $30 brick in a brick wall? Like, I have friends who stood online and they bought like a ton of them and they sold them. So I was like, shit, you're really flipping bricks.
Mm-hmm. Holy crap.
Dude. A $30 brick.
I mean, Supreme must be a very good designer brand.
Yeah, skateboard brand.
Yeah, they're
it looks to me like they just
they thrive off of the hype beast.
Yeah, they just put their name on things and then have a low inventory, so you can there are only like 100 of them.
So it automatically increases the hype and
I don't. I haven't seen a design yet. I've just seen like a shirt.
They have some graphics.
So for hipsters, is what I'm.
Yeah. Yeah.
Supreme. I mean, I like some Supreme stuff, but a $30 brick?
Hey, I'm stealing the idea, Rich. Why don't we have shirts out now? And let's do bricks. Let's get bricks going.
TWS
bricks. Yeah,
get TWS
bricks.
I don't think anybody's going to buy
let's
bricks.
Do the fucking coffee table book. We got enough pictures in the gallery. Let's knock it out.
Supreme releasing a brick as opposed to two black guys releasing some bricks.
All we got
to
do is only release five of them.
It's very stereotypical. Listen, wait a minute.
I'm just saying. Oh, they got bricks in Austin.
Hey.
So back to the Apple book. It's still boggling my mind. So instead of people being on their phone, they're actually going to pick up a book and like flip through this?
Which sounds like a good idea if it wasn't just a book.
See, my thing
full
is...
Full of pictures of Apple products.
Yeah.
Not only is it full of pictures of Apple products, because they use some like... $1,000 a pound friggin' tightly bound canvas with silver bound edges. I honestly feel like nobody's actually gonna read it because once you crack the book and you crease that seam, it's like, oh my god, I fucked it up.
You gotta frame it, basically.
Yeah, so they're spending $300 on this book for the sake of spending $300 on a book to say that I spent $300 on this book.
The fact
that promoting Apple as a waste of money.
I'm not promoting Apple as a waste of money. I'm just saying, for those who can afford it,
it's a waste of money.
Hey, good for them.
If you can feed a child for 14 cents a day, you could like feed.
We had this conversation too. What are you feeding this child for 14 cents a day?
Apple well, the Charles Spiro feeds his kids caviar, and you know they gotta eat. It's ridiculous.
What can you buy for 14 cents?
If you buy it,
it's a monthly thing.
So. I mean, if all of us put our 14 cents together, we can get one bowl of rice, one pancake.
You buy in bulk.
A half
and
a drumstick.
And
distributor.
You have to break it down by buying it in bulk and then cutting it by day. So if you get
what's
like
14
18
cents,
pounds
what's 14
of
cents
rice.
Times 30 days? You all of you y'all are accountants.
$4.20.
$4 a month. What do you for?
Hold on, you're not clearly. It's not in the U.S. You're feeding this.
You know how much
child.
My breakfast was this morning?
$10.
True, that's U.S. That's U.S. Well, that's U.S. If you go to a fast food brand,
we
how much does it cost you
today,
if you
so
really
somebody
do it
can
at
put
your
that
house?
14 cents in the website, I greatly appreciate. We had a shirt set, Rich. Let's get the shirts going.
What's our record? Huh? Didn't we make like $1?
I gotta make $1.75 is like the most we made today. That's a good day.
I just want you guys to know we do this for the love, cause we absolutely make no money. We're making no money.
Your shirt's about to pop off. Your shirt's about to pop off. Hey, shirts.
We're gonna
take
spending
the shirt
more
and we're gonna wrap it around a brick, and then we can sell that for 50.
No.
You
then
get a shirt
if
and
you get
a brick.
It wet. It gets some design off the brick onto the shirt. Oh,
sure.
See,
a little bit of the clay rip. Yeah.
Seriously, that was OD. $30 for a fucking brick.
$199 for a book of pictures.
You can't get mad at them because
coffee table books cost
it,
a lot
yeah.
though.
A book
people
of pictures.
Bought it, so
someone pitched this idea and Apple said, "Yeah, go for
let's
it.
Do
it." Do it.
I mean, that's not the first $200 book though.
I mean, it's not. I mean, all
coffee
the
table books are usually
books.
Expensive.
Yeah, they are. They're really.
It's
So, like, yeah, in your living room, they just sit there piled up and they just look really nice.
Again, back to Seinfeld.
Yeah, that's not the word. Why would you do that? Just for elegance?
I think that was a good idea.
You know what?
First, when this podcast jumps off, that's the first thing I'm buying is this coffee table. I'm going to have coffee table books everywhere. I mean.
But you have to have a coffee table.
Just go to Half Price Books or something and just get books and put it on the table.
I'm getting
good
first
books.
Editions. And I'm taping the receipts to the front of them so everybody can see how much they cost.
I can't.
But if you take the receipt, you'll mess up the patina of the book.
What is the point to have coffee
the
table books if you're not going to read them?
It's for decor purposes.
Patina? Did you just pull the word patina out, Jack?
What's wrong with patina?
Beautiful. It's intended only for casual reading.
Why would you buy a $200 casual reading book?
I would rather put like energy right now.
Coffee table books.
Do you think the people who are buying this book are complaining about
$200? My dad has some really nice books about
probably
that.
Probably not. But if I spend $200 on a book, that would
nice
change my life.
Amen. Tom has one
people
for
$845. Yeah, all the bad have them, and they have like all the old school editorials and
but
all that stuff.
But nobody sees
first
coffee table.
$700.
Is there anybody who's like, this is a good? This is.
I would definitely
is,
for some people it's an investment.
A gift.
That is.
So if y'all want to pitch in,
sweetie, I'm sorry.
I mean, is there anybody looking at this like that?
I can't do it.
Appropriately priced, $800.
I'll go to Half Price Books and find something for you that looks cute, blinded, and.
I mean, I wouldn't buy it for myself. I'm just saying.
Right. That's what I was saying.
No. I wouldn't buy it for you either.
I wouldn't expect it.
It just wears the heat on.
It is warm.
Yeah.
All right, and on that note, I think we're like an hour and a half. We got plenty of audio.
Have fun editing.
Yeah, plenty of audio.
We want to thank you guys
thank everybody for,
you know,
for doing this.
That was enjoyable.
Pretty dope
it was
episode.
Fun. It was fun.
See? Come back again.
You said you can't have fun with white pants.
Let's make this every week like that.
No?
Hold on. Next weekend, let me look.
Is it a weekly thing or a daily thing?
Oh, yeah.
I think we do like 3 episodes a week.
Oh, wow. All
right, so I'm going to stop the recording here.
Are you sure?
Damn!
Shit. That wasn't even planned, but
it worked.
It worked. All right, so that was the roundtable episode. Hopefully you enjoyed it. Hopefully it maybe sparked some questions.
Definitely.
With you and your friends. And if you do have some questions or you want to add to the conversation, you know, hit us up in the forums, Twitter, Instagram, Facebook.
We out here. We everywhere.
Google Plus.
TWS, the White Pants Society.
Yo, have you seen our SEO right now? Like, White Pants Society.
Oh, yeah, it's popping up. It's up there. Google it.
All right. So this time when we say peace, it's for real.
Peace.